Howdy, folks, and welcome to the first edition of One Person Show. Olivia is doing very important big brain adult things, so if you would like to wish her well, I'm sure she would appreciate it. We thought we would introduce One Person Show as a way to showcase actors in the theater world. They won't have a set repeated date or anything, just if one of us is unavailable for whatever reason. Anywho, let's get started. Hi, I'm Jay, and on this episode of One Person Show, we will be discussing actress, professor, and playwright Anna Deavere Smith. Ah, this feels so weird without Olivia. Okay, we're gonna do it, though. She was born on September 18th, 1950, so she's a Virgo. Good for her. Baltimore, Maryland is her place of birth, which was segregated at the time. And her parents were Anna Rosalind, who was an elementary school principal, and Deavere Young Smith Jr., who was a coffee merchant. If you do the name math, you can kind of see where hers comes from. All right, listen up. She started her schooling when the city started to integrate the public schools. Like, that was not that long ago. You know, like, we're still... That was... Anyway, we'll get into that later. She graduated from Western High School, which is the oldest all-girls public school in the United States. In terms of her collegiate academia, she graduated from Arcadia University in 1971 with a degree in acting, and she was one of seven Black women in her class. After relocating to the West Coast, she got her MFA in acting from the American Conservatory Theater. Starting in her professional career, she had trouble landing roles because casting did not know how to cast her by the way of ethnicity. There was one specific experience where a casting director said, quote, "I can't send you on auditions because you don't look like anything." That's so crazy. Like, people really say and believe that. What? Anywho, now I thought this was a perfect first choice because she is most known in the theater world for her one-woman shows. She does a genre of theater called verbatim theater, which basically means she conducted interviews and made the script entirely out of exactly what they said. Which I think she was kind of the pioneer of it, because hers were the first that kind of were styled like this. And the ones that kind of made it up in popularity. The script includes any hesitations, stutters, filler words, or whatever else. She has two famous verbatim shows she wrote and starred in called Fires in the Mirror, Crown Heights, Brooklyn, and Other Identities. And the other one is Twilight, Los Angeles, 1992. I just want to give a little warning before this next part, because I will be talking about violence, but specifically towards the Black and Jewish communities. Fires in the Mirror was written from over 100 interviews conducted about the Crown Heights riot. The Crown Heights riot happened in Brooklyn in 1991. What happened was there were tense relations between the Black community and the Jewish community, and the motorcade of the leader of the Chabad, sure, which is the largest movement in the Hasidic culture, hit two Black children, killing one of them. And this sparked a three-day riot, which included 190 injuries, 129 arrests, and around $1 million in property damage. There was also an Australian Jewish student who died in the riots. The depth of racial tensions in Crown Heights was exposed on a national level. This also led to the defeat of Mayor David Dinkins, who was Black, because he was blamed for the lack of police response. In Fires in the Mirror, she played 26 characters, all people that she interviewed. No matter the gender, age, whatever, she turned into them. Two of the more well-known characters in the play were the Reverend Al Sharpton and Angela Davis. There was also music accompanying each monologue, with genres ranging from hip-hop to Jewish chants. It had its world premiere at the New York Shakespeare Festival on May 1st, 1992. Now, Twilight Los Angeles 1992 was a play written about the Los Angeles riots of 1992 after the beating of Rodney King by the Los Angeles Police Department with video evidence of what happened. This part is about to get dicey. The officers hit him with their batons between 53 and 56 times. He got stun gunned and had to be put in a wheelchair. Now, that is important because even after all of that, the officers were acquitted of charges, which shows the timelessness of this play because nothing's changed. The rioters rightfully protested, and they had so much power that the California National Guard, U.S. military, and several federal law enforcement agencies had to be called in. Again, nothing has changed. Why would you need to call in all those agencies instead of solving the problem? Anyway, afterwards, 63 people were killed, 2,383 were injured, and about 12,000 people were arrested with over $1 billion in property damage, which, like, go off. That sounds really difficult. The blame in this case went to the LAPD police chief for failure to de-escalate and general mismanagement. She conducted over 300 interviews for this one, and it was nominated for the Tony Award for Best Play, but it was up against Angels in America Part 2. She was also nominated for Best Actress in a Play, but lost again to Diana Rigg in Medea. However, both Twilight Los Angeles and Fires in the Mirror won her consecutive Drama Desk Awards for Outstanding One-Person Show. Which, yeah, we had to read Twilight Los Angeles 1992 for a class, and it was really good. If you haven't read it, please do. She has plenty of other accolades, too. She won the Pulitzer Prize for Drama for Fires in the Mirror, which is very cool. And in 1996, she won the MacArthur Fellowship, which is sometimes known as the Genius Grant. And only 20 to 30 people get that a year. And it is for folks working in any field who have shown, quote, extraordinary originality and dedication in their creative pursuits and a marked capacity for self-direction. She has 24 honorary degrees, won the Dorothy and Lillian Gish Prize, which comes with a cool $300,000, and she received the National Humanities Medal. Well, that about wraps it up. I think this was a good length of discussion, listening to me talk for so long. Thanks for tuning in, and I hope that you learned a little something or a lot of something. And you can find us on Twitter at Highbrow Theater. And if you liked what you heard, subscribe to keep us in your ears and also give us money. Bye-bye.